For there is no longer anyone who is godly. The faithful have disappeared from humankind. They utter lies to each other, with flattering lips and a double heart they speak. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips, the tongue that makes great boast, those who say, "With our tongues we will prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is our master?" Because the poor are despoiled, because the needy groan, I will now rise up, says the Lord. I will place them in the safety for which they long. The promise of the Lord are promises that are pure. Silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified seven times. You, O Lord, will protect us. You will guard us from this generation forever. On every side the wicked prowl, as vileness is exalted among humankind. The word of the Lord. So, there has been one question that I have received, I think, more in Canada than any other question. And you might be able to guess, it has been, what do you think about the election? Or, what do you think about Donald Trump? So I'm not going to answer that for you. But if you followed this election, you've probably noticed the same thing that I have. No one likes either one of them. Both candidates have this problem that no one trusts their words. One of them says some pretty crazy things, but both of them are seen as dishonest. They're seen as out for themselves. Both are seen as self-promoters. And we know that this is not just a problem in the political world. Many of us have felt that maybe our leaders in business, media, government, even sometimes in church life, leaders are dishonest and out for their own gain. Most of us experience this on one level or another. Maybe it's been on a large scale, or maybe it's been in our own lives with our friends and family. Maybe someone has betrayed us. Maybe someone has used us for their own gain rather than putting our interests first. And when we suffer this betrayal and our leaders are serving their own interest, and it seems the world is in chaos. We hear every day about another terrible situation in the world, a terrorist attack, a shooting, whatever. It's really easy to believe, just like the psalmist did, that everyone godly has just disappeared. But in this world of broken promises, we are reminded that God is always keeping his promises. So what are God's promises? They're to never leave us or forsake us. He promises to always love us and to be our strength and our refuge. When everyone else seems to have abandoned us, God is still with us. God is working for our good, and God is working on behalf of the poor and the needy. I guess about 2 weeks ago now, I attended a conference here in Toronto on the refugee crisis. And we heard story after story that was just horrific. And on a large scale, it seems like everything is going wrong. But in the midst of that, God is at work. He is changing lives and bringing people into safety, giving them new opportunities. God has not abandoned them. So in our world of chaos, we have two choices. We can put our trust in ourselves and people and institutions and political parties or political candidates. See how that goes for you. Or we can put our trust in God. A lot of us are living in fear because we put our trust in the wrong things. We do not need to be fearful and anxious, because God is on our side. The God that is at work here in the Psalms is also still with us today. When we live out of fear, when we put our trust in the wrong things, it will ultimately show up in the way we interact with the world around us. The dishonest leaders mentioned here in the Psalms, they lived for themselves. They didn't care about other people. They lived for their own gain. In contrast, God is protecting the needy and the vulnerable. And God is using his power not to exploit, but to lift up and restore people. So if we choose to live lives of self-interest, then we will put others down. When we choose to place our trust in ourselves, then we will do whatever it takes to take care of ourselves, even if that means harming others. In a world where things seem to be in chaos and where everyone seems to have the wrong motives, I encourage you to remember that God is keeping his promises and that he is at work making things good in our dark world. Let's avoid the temptation to be fearful and self-centered. And instead, let's trust him and join him in the work of making all things new. Amen.